Canceling plans because your knees hurt? Nope, not anymore. Get to Joint Relief Institute. Safe, fast, immediate pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain. 720 WGN, thanks for joining us. Everybody's been anticipating what would happen at this meeting of the Chicago mayor and suburban mayors discussing the migrant crisis. It was scheduled for last week. I think the cold put it off. Mayor Gary Grasso is with us, the mayor of Burr Ridge. I always want to say Grasso. For some reason, I want to put an accent with your name, Gary. What is that? You probably don't know.
It's Grasso.
Grasso.
So you're pretty close.
Hey. Yeah. That's how I want to say it, Grasso. So what happened today? Where did the meeting take place?
It was virtual. So all of us were on Zoom. Mayor Johnson was from his office with his staff. First of all, I want to thank him for doing it because information's power, and he is trying very hard and I think very well to keep us in the loop as to what's going on. Some of the things that we learned today, he told us there were over 34,000 migrants that have come to Chicago since August of 22, over 600 busloads, 10% of those people, 4,000 or 5,000, by air, by chartered plane. And what he is looking for, I believe, from all the local mayors, and what we had was the board of the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus, which Mayor Johnson is a part of, and we are all appointed from various other areas around, such as I'm an appointee from the DuPage Mayors and Managers, so I will report back to that group. But what Mayor Johnson, I think, was trying to do, and I think he did it well, was to get us to support his efforts, and I think the efforts of many mayors around the major cities that are receiving migrants to really put more and more pressure on the federal government, to put more and more pressure on the federal government to solve the problem at the border. This is a federal government problem. He himself recognized that. He'd like to get more support for increased funds for shelters and services so Chicago can take care of the migrants. He'd like, of course, increased coordination with the federal refugee organizations, again, for placement of these migrants and for money to help relocate them. And I believe he also wants an increase in the access through the federal government to the work authorizations and the amnesty programs. Of course, these migrants are here, and they're here legally so far. And he also wants to make sure, and we all want to make sure, and that was one of my specific questions to him about compliance with the amnesty rules so that the migrants do remain to be legal. So that's generally what he wanted to talk to us about. He took questions from various mayors. So I thought it was informative, and I thank him for doing it.
I think a lot of people want to see these migrants given an opportunity to work. I was reading a story last week about a guy that leaves every day from whatever shelter he is in with his family, and he just goes and tries to find a job washing windows, you know, whatever he can do. So that is of interest to a lot of people. Mayor Gary Grasso is with us, the mayor of Burr Ridge. He met with Mayor Johnson today. You seem to like what the mayor had to say. Isn't it true that anything that happens in Chicago always has some effect on the suburbs, but this has been an issue where when Chicago put a stop to the buses coming here because of the ordinance, they were then dropping these migrants in suburban areas. Did that happen in Burr Ridge?
No, well, it did not happen in Burr Ridge. It happened mainly where there are train stations. Burr Ridge, while we have a PACE stop, we don't have a train station. But the important thing is that people are looking out for their own resident safety and the safety of the migrants. One of the mayors that did receive migrants dropped off by buses noted that the bus came in the middle of the night, in the middle of the winter, with people who were closed to be in much warmer climates. So that's an immediate area where we all want, you know, safety first, safety for our residents, safety for these migrants, and then try to deal with an unprecedented, and I think that's what Mayor Johnson was saying, This is an unprecedented event for a city, even a huge city like Chicago, to deal with what is really an immigration problem due to a broken federal system at the border.
Right. And it is anybody with a heart doesn't want to see children out on the street in the middle of the night in an area that they're, you know, they're just holding on to their parents' hand. But their parents have no idea where they are. They don't have the correct clothing. It's just absolutely heartbreaking. And you're right, it is a federal issue, but it is certainly spilled over into this city. What are your constituents saying? What do they want you to do to make sure that they stay safe and that they are not affected by this crisis?
Well, you know, Burr Ridge was one of the first recipients of migrants back in August of 22. The governor's staff sent them without announcement to Burr Ridge, put us on the spot. My community was very welcoming after they realized that these people were, number one, were here legally. Number two, they were mainly family units. And number three, they didn't have any communicable diseases that we could ascertain. So, you know, public safety is a job of any mayor, small mayor, you know, small town mayor like myself or Mayor Johnson. And that was a common theme. And my residents want me to keep them informed. All residents of all these municipalities want their mayors to keep them informed. And they want everybody to be safe. And then you have to deal with what do we do with them now that they're here. So the legal issue about amnesty, the health issues about communicable diseases, and then the education. Obviously, some of these kids are entitled to go to our public schools. And also, where are we going to find jobs for these people? And there are lots of jobs available probably for them. And these are the kind of people that seem, most of them, to want to work. And so we need to find those jobs for them.
And it seems like you were pretty open and understanding to what the mayor was saying and what Chicago is dealing with. Was there anybody that was really pushing back on him hard?
No one was. And I can't speak for their individual feelings and what their residents are. But I think there's a, you know, people want to do the right thing. That might be defined differently by different people. But I think at the end of the day, this is still America. All of us, I could probably say all of us, are the products of immigration. This isn't the way it was supposed to happen. Again, a broken federal system. But I think there's overall, you know, feeling and empathy for the migrants and the situation that Chicago is in and that we are in the suburbs.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us and letting us know what happened during the meeting. It's something that really is affecting all of us. And I appreciate your work on this on behalf of Burr Ridge and participating in today's meeting.
Well, thank you. And again, I thank Mayor Johnson for keeping us all informed.
Thank you. That's Mayor Gary Grasso, the mayor of Burr Ridge. There were about 25 suburban mayors scheduled to be in that meeting today. It happened virtually. I'm sure we'll hear more about it coming up. But as a mayor, you probably have to have empathy with people that do your job on an even bigger basis, like in a city of Chicago.